food and rest. Then come back for a possible return message. Gentlemen, hear this. Have entrenched my foot cavalry across Union supply line. Have captured 300 men, 8 cannon, and shot 175 horses and 50,000 pounds of beef and other stores, awaiting orders. Signed, Thomas Jackson, General CSA.
Lee and Longstreet set out to join Jackson, and on August 29th, the Second Battle of Manassas, or Bull Run, began. Longstreet seemed unwilling to fight, persuading Lee 3 times to let him delay attacking. But hungry, barefoot soldiers fought fiercely, and Thomas Jackson inspired his troops by standing like a stone wall against brutal Union attacks. By the end of the second day, the Union forces were in full flight. This was one of Lee's greatest victories, but because of his men's hunger and exhaustion, he couldn't follow up the advantage. 5 days later, the gaunt, ragged army of Northern Virginia crossed the Potomac River into Maryland. Expecting the people to be sympathetic to the Southern cause, Lee was surprised and hurt by their indifference.
General Jackson, the food supplies you captured are almost gone. But the people of Maryland will not give us any help. They are sullen and unfriendly.
We can take what we want.
I don't want to do that. Maryland may be reluctant to give us supplies, but they haven't joined with the Union either.
What will you do?
I'm not sure, Thomas. I think I'll ride out into the countryside and do a little thinking.
Don't go alone. There are still Yankee patrols in the area. Take someone with you.
Don't worry.
Suddenly, General Lee's horse, Traveler, reared up, and as the general lunged forward to grab the reins, he fell, breaking his fall with his hands.
It looks like both his wrists are broken, as well as a possible concussion.
Oh.
Where is that ambulance? It should have been here by now.
Just lie still, General Lee. An ambulance is on the way.
Well. Here comes that ambulance. About time, too.
In his fall, General Lee had broken one hand and sprained both. Since he couldn't hold the reins to guide his horse now, he had to ride in the ambulance until his hands healed.
Captain, will you come into my tent, please?
General Lee, you shouldn't be out of bed so quickly.
I've held the army up for 2 days now, and that's long enough.